What's going on, guys? Today, Sunday, August 21st, 2022. Hope you're having a good weekend. Yes, it's Sunday, but it's not over yet. We still have the entire day. So make the most of it, enjoy it. And if you have some free time, definitely check out the website, cjbronsonshow.com. And check out my TikTok, guys, at cjbronsonshow, same as Twitter, at cjbronsonshow. Check it out on TikTok. I post a lot of good short episodes there, a little bit of information, a little bit of fun, a little bit of excitement. And, you know, maybe you'll get some knowledge out of it, and it keeps you a little bit entertained if you have some spare time or you need some entertainment. Why not? Right? Check it out. And again, all those links are on the website, cjbronsonshow.com. But today's episode is very interesting. I saw this article, and I'm like, what's happening? I mean, I know the world is kind of in a crazy spot right now with everything. Inflation at 0%, you know, gas prices at $3.99. We should be celebrating, whatever. But this story is the one that I'm like, what? Do you guys remember Dennis Rodman? He was a basketball player for the NBA Bulls. Well, apparently, NBA champion Dennis Rodman and has gotten permission to go to Russia to negotiate the release of the imprisoned WNBA star Brittany Griner. Or Grenier, Griner, Grinner, whatever. Whatever she or she goes by. I don't even know what this person is, okay? I've seen so many photos. I've seen so many different photos that, you know, she's this, she's that. Brittany. I'm just going to call him Brittany. The basketball player for the WNBA. We're going to just, from this point on, I'm just saying Brittany. So the former NBA star, Dennis Rodman, he plans to travel to Russia next week. Next week. Why is he doing it? Let's find out, because this is, I don't know. Rodman said he got permission to travel to the war-fueled country. If you guys don't know, I don't know what you're doing if you don't know. Russia and Ukraine are currently battling. Russia's trying to regain control of Ukraine, which they once had many, many, many years ago. I got permission to go to Russia to help that girl. Dennis Rodman tells NBC News, quote, I'm trying to go this week, meaning this coming week. Rodman is notorious, again, for befriending controversial world leaders. He even noted that Russian President Vladimir Putin said he was a cool dude after returning from a 2014 visit in Moscow. All right. Aside from Putin, he also considers North Korea leader Kim Jong-un to be a good friend. Who would have thought? Dennis Rodman, if you don't know who that is, I'll put a picture on the screen. Very, very famous, infamous basketball player, tatted up, pierced up face, bad boy of the NBA, if you want to call him that. And who would have thought? He said he's taken several trips to the communist country and said he even helped in the 2014 release of Christian missionary Kenneth Bay, who was charged in the country for attempting to overturn the government. He's talking about North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Well, if you don't remember, Brittany is currently locked in prison in Russia for bringing two vape cartridges containing cannabis oil into the country back in February. And cannabis in Russia is illegal. She claims she did not know, but she's traveled to Russia before. I mean, don't you look at the rules before you travel? As somebody who partakes, I always try to look at the rules for the country or the place I'm visiting, just in case. And I don't know if she thought or Brittany thought that there was special treatment because of the WNBA status or what the story may be, but she has been put upon a pedestal by the administration just because she's being held captive for breaking the rules. Keep in mind, we have thousands upon thousands of people who have partaked in cannabis in America behind bars right now, and nobody's really putting up a fight for them. So that's kind of, I mean, shouldn't we put up a fight for them? They're here. They broke the rules here. It's legal here. So what's going on? I don't know. Let's see. Let's go into it. So again, if you don't know, the WNBA star was sentenced to 9 years behind bars on August 4th as the White House scrambles to swap out her with, ready for this, Victor Bout, who has been in prison in the U.S. since 2010. Well, you must be thinking to yourself, well, Victor Bout, he must have broken some criminal drug charge, and that is why we're exchanging a drug abuser or drug criminal for another drug criminal, right? That's what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, you know, That's fair. Well, let me tell you about Victor. Victor was a convicted Russian arms dealer who was serving a 25-year prison sentence on, get this, guys, charges that he conspired to sell tens of millions of dollars, not vape cartridges, tens of millions of dollars in weapons to Colombia's former FARC military guerrilla army. So why are we trading this guy? AKA, I believe his tagline or tag name or whatever, his alias is Mercenary of Death. Why are we trading him for her? I do not know. I don't know how that's a fair trade. Does not make sense to me at all. I mean, does Brittany even play basketball that well? I mean, can Brittany do a 360 dunk? Can Brittany dunk from the foul line like Jordan with the tongue out? If she could do that, or Brittany can do that, then I'll be like, all right, well, maybe. I have never heard of this person until this whole controversy appeared. But I digress. Let's continue. Let's move forward. At the time of his conviction in 2008, the group was classified by the U.S. as a foreign terrorist organization, though that designation was lifted last year. Conveniently, Putin originally held off on the swap, citing the ongoing legal trial, but is now ready to negotiate the exchange for Bout. That's Victor Bout. Wow. Even his name sounds pretty terrifying. Your name is Victor Bout. Like, he's about it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to get into a bout with Victor. Like, that name sounds like it's a menace. The deal would bring Grenier home, but would also let free one of the worst war criminals the U.S. has ever locked up. So, it's safe to say this is not a fair trade. But have we really had some good fair trades recently? I guess that's not a good argument. It's unclear how Rodman plans to negotiate Brittany's release, but will travel to the country despite the State Department travel advisory urging people to not travel to Russia as the war with Ukraine persists. If Rodman is successful, I mean, it's Dennis Rodman. I mean, but he's supposedly friends with Putin, so maybe. Let's be realistic here. Why wouldn't Putin say yes? He's getting his war criminal back. If Robin is successful, it'll be his second time contributing to a prisoner swap. In 2014, Robin claimed that he was behind the release of various U.S. citizens detained in North Korea, including Bae. The former basketball star wrote to his friend for life, Kim Jong-un, and begged him for mercy in the case of Bae, who had been imprisoned in the Hermit Kingdom for 6 months. Bae was let go along with Matthew Miller, who was serving a six-year jail term on charges of espionage. After he allegedly ripped his tourist visa at Pyongyang's airport and demanded asylum. 6 years for that? Man. In a letter sent to the communist dictator earlier this year that was shown to TMZ, Robin wrote, quote, I would be eternally grateful for his safe return and make a big step toward bridging the gap between our two nations. He also compliments the leader's progress, such as the construction of new water parks and airport terminals in his, quote, beautiful country, and thanked him for a special stay. The note continues, quote, I understand the crimes he committed and ask you, my dear friend, the highly martial Kim Jong-un, for his release to show my country how loving and compassionate you and the DPRK can be. Rodman told the site he sent the letter in January and believes his trips to the communist country influenced the developments. Ooh. Then he visited the country 3 times in 2013, but previously said he had been threatened with sanctions by Washington. By Washington threatened him if he continued his activities in the country. So even though he was doing good work, he was doing work, from what I understand, he was doing work for the people, trying to get these people free. Washington said, you better stop because, you know, We're going to give you sanctions. Now, I know Dennis Rodman is a businessman now. Now he's trying to work on his investment portfolio, from what I can understand. I don't know if this has anything to do with that. He's not talking about that. I don't. If he is able to pull this off, if Dennis Rodman is able to pull this off, this trade or this swap or whatever you want to call it, this will be a gigantic win in his column. On top of that, it'll be a gigantic win for Brittany and her family, because I'm sure they want her back. I'm sure the WNBA needs her. I don't know. Couldn't even tell you what team she plays for. And I watch NBA. I don't know WNBA. That's a whole different league. I don't know what. I've never heard of this person, like I said, until this whole debacle. But if Dennis, Mr. Rodman, is able to pull this off, good for him. Is it going to be good for America? I highly doubt it. In my opinion, if I was Putin, that would make us look weak. That we desperately need a women's basketball player and we're willing to trade arguably one of the most dangerous mercenary or arms dealer ever. Keep in mind, this is the guy who was serving a 25-year prison sentence on charges that he conspired to sell tens of millions of dollars in weapons to Colombia's former FARC military army, guerrilla army. That's a big, 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 bad, 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 bad boy. That's a lot of weapons, a lot of money, a lot of things that can go wrong if this man goes to Russia. And if Putin really wants him that badly, that means that he could potentially help Russia. Now, again, I'm not for any of this. I want peace. All I want is peace. I believe we need to focus on our country and get our country great like it once was, and even better than what it once was. And once we can do that, once we do that, then we go out and we see if we can help other people. But right now, we are not well off. We could be better. We can be much better. I'm not going to get into that with you, because that's a whole long episode of, I can list the reasons, list the ways, and it'd be very simple. But what I find interesting is that it's almost like we're funding both sides of the war. Think of it this way. We give Ukraine billions and billions of dollars and money and weapons, right? And now we're going to give Russia this arms dealer who could potentially get Putin untold amounts of arms with his connections or whatever the case may be, however he does it, right? So now it's like we're funding both sides. And if we're supposedly, I guess, in a war with Russia through Ukraine, wouldn't Vladimir Zelensky look at that and say, this is not good to give Putin this arms? Like, wouldn't he be upset about that? I mean, I would assume. Like, why are you negotiating a deal with the enemy? Are you on my team or his team? Like, what's the deal? So I find it very, very peculiar. I can't say the word. Peculiar. That we're going to trade this guy for a WNBA basketball player. I mean, it doesn't have to be. It could be any basketball player. It could have been an NBA basketball player. I mean, like I said, I mean, if it was Jordan, that's a whole different story. But, you know, pick any basketball player. Hell, it could have been me. I'd be like, yo, don't trade me for this dude. Don't trade me. This guy can potentially kill millions with his weapons. For me. Like I said, all I'm saying is, Dennis Rodman, when you go there, please don't have any kind of marijuana. Don't have any kind of vape cartridges. No, I don't know the exact rules for flying in Russia, but if I were you, I would learn them. I would learn them before you leave, and I'll make sure you don't have any of that stuff. Only drink Russian vodka. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe only wear Russian clothing. I don't know if they have Russian clothing. I'm sure they have their own clothing. Only wear their stuff. Shoes, shirts, underwear, whatever. You know what I mean? Follow their rules to a T. Mask mandate, I don't know if they got it, do it. You know, it's just, I don't want anything bad to happen to you, sir. You seem like a good person. You seem like you want to do well for the country and for the people, and I appreciate that, and I don't want anything bad to happen to you, so please be safe when you're over there. You know, I don't trust nobody. Like I said, keep your head on a swivel, and that means in this country and other countries traveling, always keep your head on a swivel. I don't think this is a good deal. What do you guys think? I want you guys to let me know in the comment section. Let me know at CJ Bronson Show. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Get in the website, cjbronsonshow.com. You can get all the links, the videos, all this on there. Top right-hand corner of the website, you got the TikTok link, you got the Twitter link. right up in the top right-hand corner. So check that out. Yeah, guys, I don't think this is a good deal, man. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, she should be returned to her family. Yeah, but I mean, I agree with that. We have people locked up in this country who should also be returned to their family, if that's the case. They should also be returned to their family. Right? She knew the law when she went over there and she got caught. Or Brittany got caught, whatever. The person got caught, Brittany. Right? You broke the law. And usually, when you break the law, you do the time. In this country, people are going and doing the time beyond a normal sentence in some cases, in some states where it has been abolished. So why are they still doing time? I don't know. We should be fighting for them. Those are citizens of America. They're proud to be an American citizen, most of them, I'm sure. And, can we say the same for this individual? From last I checked, she wasn't very proud to be an American. I don't know. Why are we fighting for someone who's not so proud to be an American? That's another story. But yeah, not a good trade. What would I trade for her or for Brittany? I don't know. I don't know what I would. Probably I would have to look at it and really make a decision. It probably wouldn't be anything. Well, listen, you did the time. You know, you broke the rules. You did the time. I don't tell you. Should have known. Like, nobody on her staff, no management person, no assistant, no secretary, nobody told her, like, listen, don't carry this stuff on the plane. Maybe you thought you were above the rules. I don't know. Well, but hopefully when you come back, if you come back, you will recognize how great of a country America is, and you'll be grateful, and you will do a 180, and you will stand for the flag, you'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and you will sing along and be proud to be an American. Because you probably will experience how bad it is to be in another country. Hopefully, I don't know. Man, that's good. Shitty trade. Ooh, that's a shitty trade. Anyway, guys, that is today's episode. Hope you guys enjoy. Have any questions? Again, let me know. Comment below. Hope you guys have a fantastic Sunday. And don't forget, I love y'all. Bye-bye.